This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's off this week. I'm out on the road. I am at West Point Financial here with Jim Liston, who is the founder of Catholic Business Exchange. So you work here, and I'm very grateful that we can share some office space here today to broadcast this show. Before we get started, I want to start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Loving God, thank you for the gifts, blessings, and joys of this day. Accompany and strengthen us so that we may actively live your love among our neighbors. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Well, Christmas is right around the corner, and our guest today is Jim Liston, who is the founder of Catholic Business Exchange. And your organization has been involved in some really cool community-type evangelization efforts. Welcome to Faith in Action, Jim.
Thank you so much.
Before we get into what you guys have been doing, in terms of the Christmas season, I want you to tell us a little bit about Catholic Business Exchange. What is it, and maybe how long it's been around?
Catholic Business Exchange has been around since September of 2004, so we're 18 years old, and a simple concept of bringing faith, friendship, and business into the Catholic men and women who make their living in the business world, but also want to blend in their faith with their business practices.
Now, is this an organization that you can join, be a member, or are there just things that you can participate in, or how does it work? Kind of walk us through that.
Well, all of the above.
That's kind of good.
Many times if somebody comes and, as I call it, kick the tire by coming to one of our meetings, our breakfasts, they're hooked. They love the atmosphere. They love how they're treated. So we have 150 members. You don't ever have to become a member. You can come as you choose. So we have probably 750 men and women that are on our mailing list that are not members, but will come when they choose to, when they see a speaker that lights them up or their busy schedule allows them to come. So you never have to become a member, but many people who try it do join.
Now, I'm sure people are thinking that if they are a member, are there maybe some member benefits or, you know, some other things that come along with there'd be reason why you want to go ahead and join?
Well, many benefits in that it's the consistency of coming on a regular basis and blending in your business practice with your faith journey with a variety of other different Catholic men and women around the community. And one of the hidden benefits is the fact that you're going to meet a lot of Catholic men and women you won't be sharing Mass with in your particular parish. We have probably 35 different parishes represented among our 150 members, and so when you walk into a breakfast meeting, you're not going to be sitting next to everybody from your particular parish or your side of town, for that matter. Mm-hmm. So it's really wonderful that they're going to, you know, they always come up and say, gee, how would I have ever met somebody from St. Barnabas when I go to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton? And so that's one of the treasures or hidden benefits that really didn't think too much about, but that's just by osmosis. You get a chance to meet people you normally don't get to meet. Other benefits are discounted pricing to come to the programs, one-on-one consultation, if you want to call it, with me. If you say, hey, I really am struggling with this strategy I have for my business practice, can I pick your brain for a little bit of time, and happy to do that for them. But we also have a real distinct event, and that's a members-only meeting, and that's open only to members. They're offered six times a year, every other month. We have those at Fatima Retreat House, and that's a real hour and a half of true business-to-business networking where we have a business card table.
Mm-hmm.
We have a business topic. We open with a prayer, but it's all business.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and those are free as part of your membership to go to those closed-door meetings. And many people find that to be one of the best features of membership.
We're talking with Jim Liston. He is the founder of Catholic Business Exchange. And I'm really curious, how did you happen to get the idea to get this started, you know, 18 plus years ago?
Well, I've been self-employed most of my adult life. And like many in the business sector, we're always trying to meet new people, get new business, get more clients. And to do that, you have to go out and network.
Mm-hmm.
And the typical networking events are ones where people walk around and your name tag says your name and what you do eight to five in the afternoon. So if you're a realtor, it puts your realtor business number down there. If you're a banker, it says what bank that you represent. It just seemed like there was a better way to meet people than just what do you do 8 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
So we just chose to start 18 years ago by saying, all right, we're going to promote it and market it to Catholic parishes through their bulletins. Non-Catholics are welcome and can attend, but we market to the Catholic community. But one of the distinct features we use, Bridget, is that when you sign up, and whether you're a member with a permanent name badge or you're a first-timer, your name tag will say your name and your parish or your church. And so we really strive to promote faith first, friendship second, and business, if it comes toward you, that's the icing on the top. And so with just that simple strategy of let me get to know you from a faith basis first has really evolved and led into a lot of business opportunities, which has been wonderful.
Yeah, I bet. And as a matter of fact, you know, it is kind of cool when as soon as you see what parish someone's from, you almost always know somebody or, you know, hey, I hear you're doing this or tell me about that or do you know this? And it immediately, you know, really connects you to the, I mean, it's such a small world in the Catholic community, really. I mean, yes, there are people on the south side parishes. You know, I'm at Our Lady of Mount Carmel on the north side. But yeah, like, you're right. I wouldn't meet someone from Barnabas, you know, per se, if I wasn't, you know, at Catholic Business Exchange. So I know, and when you guys first got started, I was, you know, just kind of more just getting started in my career and everything. It was just so fun to go to those and to meet people, because you really do meet people that are from all over the place. And also your speakers, I have to admit, a lot of the people that are very prominent, I didn't know that they were Catholic. So talk a little bit about your speakers and how you kind of go about selecting those.
Well, we always try to get, I personally lean toward getting lay people like myself or whatever, people that are not really religious.
Ordained
Yes, ordained or a deacon or an evangelist or someone who teaches theology at Notre Dame or
mm-hmm.
uses as examples. Those are all wonderful speakers with wonderful messages, but I like to drill down and bring somebody up that's actually more of...
in the pew.
More like me,
mm-hmm.
more like you, that is in the pew, that is trying to feed their family, that's just trying to get ahead, but loves their Catholic faith, but has a story to tell as a business person. And so we've just been blessed with, every month we have a wonderful speaker that talks a little bit about their faith and their business success, but it's just, that's our strategy, is to bring home each and every month something that you can take something with you and use it next week in your business world.
Yeah, and that's so valuable, you know, because I think we just really do need to encourage each other as Catholics that are in business, because, you know, it can be hard out there, you know, kind of in the culture that we live, that, you know, we really need to kind of not just network together, but also really encourage each other in our faith and in our friendship. For people that are listening right now, and maybe they feel that nudge that, you know, they want to join or learn more, can you give people the website where they can get connected?
Very simple, CatholicBusinessExchange.org. Just Google up Catholic Business Exchange, and it'll pop up, and you'll see our website. You can go and look us over. You can see who our speakers are coming up and who our speakers have been. We actually videotape all of our speakers, and so we have a video library on our website that you can say, oh, I saw where you had Governor Holcomb speak 4 years ago or 3 years ago. Well, you can go and watch and listen to exactly what he and other speakers have said to us. So it's pretty cool.
You know, that actually cracks me up, because I'm sure you know this, and if I haven't told you this before, I do actually, sometimes I have guests that are, they come on after, and I will go and listen to their talk, you know, that they gave at Catholic Business Exchange as kind of a background for me to prepare for an interview. So I thank you very much for what you do, because if anyone ever watches, you know, I kind of will kind of follow you sometimes with some of the guests that we have here on Faith in Action. I do want to ask you before we go to the break, and we'll get into the Christmas evangelization activities that you're doing in the community here in the second half, but I'm curious, how has the group, how has Catholic Business Exchange kind of evolved over the years? Because you know how when you have a group, it kind of like takes a different shape, or maybe it, you know, you think of different ways to do better, or you change your location, or you kind of change your format, or maybe you got it right out the gate.
Well, we certainly have our warts, and we make mistakes every month. But it's interesting you ask that question, because our basic format hasn't changed in 18 years. It's built around a Roman Catholic half-hour Mass. Then it follows with a wonderful breakfast and a wonderful speaker with a whole bunch of networking tossed in for good measure. And so, first and foremost, we don't do anything without having a Mass first. It sets the tone for the entire atmosphere for the entire day. And so it's been Mass, networking, breakfast, a great speaker, and more networking. And it's been a winning formula for us. And so we're not planning to change.
Well, hey, when you get something that works, you know, there really isn't anything to change, any reason to change. But now I do think, though, that was the members section, like where you get together, you know, on a quarterly basis, was that something new, or is that kind of something that started at the beginning?
We've been doing it probably of the 18 years. We probably started it in year 5 or 6. I wish I would have thought about it right out of the gate, but it just evolved into where the members said, hey, once a month is nice. Getting together more than once a month would be even better, because we just don't have enough time once a month to really get to know one another. So it evolved into that opportunity for members only to get together and really get to know one another on a business-to-business level.
Okay, and the other thing, when people are getting signed up, it's monthly. Give us the time that it starts in the morning, and then, like, is it roughly like the third Friday, or what is it every month?
And again, just like our format is pretty much the same from day one. We meet the third Friday morning of each month, and we always start with a 7 a.m. Mass. Our home is the Northside Events and Social Club, which is formerly known as the Northside Knights of Columbus at 71st and Keystone.
Mm-hmm.
But the time and the place has always been there for 18 years, third Friday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Jim Liston, founder of Catholic Business Exchange, and we're going to talk about a couple of the Christmas community evangelization outreach activities that they've been involved in. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back. I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm here with Jim Liston. We are actually broadcasting on the road at West Point Financial. We're right at about 96 in College, where Jim works, and he is the founder of Catholic Business Exchange. And we're talking about Catholic Business Exchange and some of the things that they've been involved in here locally in the community to really bring the Catholic message and the message of Christmas really into the public square. Jim, before we get into that, I want to ask you, are you a financial consultant? I'm just curious.
I'm a financial advisor with West Point Financial Group, and I've been doing that for over 25 years.
Very good. So we want to shout out to West Point Financial for letting us have this little space here while we broadcast. I want to get into a couple of these Christmas community outreach things that you've been involved in. There's one called the Project Outdoor Nativity Scene. What's that?
Well, two years ago, I had always wanted to get an outdoor nativity scene for my front yard, and I did. And I had such a great time and such a great response from my neighbors, and people going by or saying it just looks so lovely out there and I wish I had one, type of a thing. And I casually mentioned it at in January of 2021. I mentioned it at a members-only meeting and went around the room and asked everybody what their highlight was for Advent and Christmas. And I shared mine about having an outdoor nativity scene. And I just casually mentioned, wouldn't it be great if we made Indianapolis the outdoor nativity scene capital of the United States? And Dave Worland from Cathedral High School stood up and said, we're in. Well, you know, so my big mouth got me in trouble, and I started thinking, well, maybe we can cut a deal with the manufacturer that I bought mine from. And if he would give a nice discount to Catholic schools or Catholic parishes, I think we could sell a few of these. And so the goal was to sell 300 or 400 last year in 2021. And lo and behold, that we had 10 groups, 10 Catholic schools slash parishes that jumped in, and we sold nearly 600 of them.
So yeah, I can't believe that. That's a lot.
That was a lot. And so it kind of inspired me to go for year two. And so we started earlier this year in 2022, and my goal was to go from 10 to 30 groups. Well, we missed it by two. So we had 28 organizations that said we're in. And we had a three-week campaign, mid-September to early October, and lo and behold, we sold 1,378 of them the second year. So, for a fact, I know that that close to 1,900 outdoor nativity sets are going to be adorning front yards in central Indiana that weren't there 2 years ago. So we're still laying claim to be the outdoor nativity scene capital of the United States.
Well, you know, that's super cool because, you know, it is fun, and we do this as a family. We'll drive around and we'll look at all the Christmas lights, and it is really inspiring to see when, you know, a family will have, you know, a manger scene of some kind. They could be really simple. They could be really super elaborate. Some churches around town will even have like a live manger scene. I know that St. John's, the Evangelist downtown, has done that in years past, and other parishes and other churches around Indianapolis do that, or, you know, central Indiana. It's just inspiring to see that.
Yeah, I will tell you one quick story. We were blessed to have a warehouse donate some space for us to store the nativity sets until they were picked up by the 28 schools. And by the way, all of the nativity sets were blessed by the Vicar General, Monsignor Bill Stump.
Oh my gosh, that's so neat.
Yeah, so he blessed them all before they went out the door. But one quick story, one of the young men that was running a forklift and helping us lift the pallets of them into the backs of pickup trucks and the trailers that were coming in from the schools and stuff, right before we had the last drop-off, he said, how do I get one of these? And I said, is it for you? And he said, no, it's for my mom. And so there's a good example of evangelization where he was so moved by these nativity sets, and it wasn't for him, but it was for his mom. And so I said, here you go. And so his mom has a nativity set just because of him helping us move them out for the 28 schools and parishes that took part. So that one really touched my heart.
So it was mostly to, as you said, schools or parishes or organizations. It wasn't necessarily individuals, or was it also individuals like, I want one too, you know?
The individuals bought them through those 28 outlets.
Okay,
so
okay.
So if you were a parishioner at St. Barnabas or you were a parishioner at St. Elizabeth Seton, you bought through my coordinator at
okay.
that parish.
Okay. All right. What do they look like? I'm just curious.
What do they look like? Well, they're really...
And how big are they?
Well, they're made in the USA.
Well, that's nice.
And the box that they come in is only 32 by 23, and they're about four... When assembled, they're about 4 feet tall by 52 inches wide. So they're...
But it's sizable, but not... It's manageable.
It's 13 pounds. It's easy to put together. What's interesting, Bridget, we have had no complaints of the 600 or the 1400 that were sold. We've not had one person call and say, I don't like the quality, it didn't hold up, I want my money back. So they are really well made.
Well, we're talking with Jim Liston. He is the founder of Catholic Business Exchange, and we're talking about some of his Christmas outreach efforts. And we have about 6 minutes left, so I want to make sure we get into this other activity. You're also doing the Festival of Trees. It's the Indiana Historical Society. Talk about that. What is that event?
Okay, well, I went down, and somebody said it was a wonderful event, so we went down there after the day after Thanksgiving. And lo and behold, they had the Festival of Trees, and there were 75 trees all differently decorated on the four levels of the Historic Society. And what I noticed was there really wasn't a, quote, Catholic or an Advent tree.
Mm-hmm.
They were wonderful trees. They all had a different design to them. But afterwards, I said, well, how much does it cost for an organization to put a tree up, and how does it work, et cetera? We got the details and said, we're going to have a tree, and not only are we going to have a tree, but it's going to be the only tree that's going to be fully decorated and designed with nativity scene ornaments. So
it's a Catholic tree.
It's a Catholic tree, and we even have our nativity set up next to the tree. And so it's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to evangelize, and we've had great response for it. It's been going since Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And it runs through January 7th. And for your listeners out there, if you go and just Google up Festival of Trees or go to Indiana Historic Society, if you go and you want to buy a ticket, we have a promo code that allows you to get $5 off an adult or a senior price. So instead of a senior paying $14, they pay $9 if you're an adult. Under 60, instead of paying 15, you pay 5. And our promo code is FOT for Festival of Trees 61. So it's FOT61. You put that in, and it automatically will take off $5 for each adult purchase.
And I will actually put that promo code for the discount on the podcast of this show. So if you're hearing this show on the air and you didn't quite get the number, just go to CatholicRadioIndy.org, click podcast, go to Faith in Action, and find this show on Project October. Project Outdoor Nativity Scene and Festival of Trees, and you will be able to find that promo code. So, you know, the thing that I really liked about what you're doing here, we got about 3 minutes left, is that a lot of people, sadly, aren't coming to church anymore. And some people have been away from the church for a while. So it's really up to us as baptized Catholics to take our faith out on the street, so to speak. And this is such a beautiful way, whether it's the, you know, the nativity scene that's on someone's front lawn, or, you know, here I am going to the Festival of Trees just to, you know, with friends, family, may not be Catholic, may be Catholic, may be fallen away, who knows? And just that little prompting, you know, of seeing that beautiful tree. You want to describe it a little bit? I know you have a couple pictures, and we'll put that up on our social media as well.
Well, we're blessed. Carol Bischoff is a dear friend of our family, and she's a parishioner at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. She herself has 12 or 15 different Christmas trees in her house.
So she had a little practice, right?
One is more beautiful than the other, so I begged her to be my tree decorator designer, and she's done a fabulous job. All I can tell the listener is that if you come down, you'll never see a more beautiful tree from the bottom to the very top. It's just adorned with beautiful, gorgeous nativity scene ornaments. We worked with the Village Dove to help procure those. And I also wanted to give a shout out to that we had seven different Knight of Columbus councils that donated some money that we could buy those nativity ornaments. So thank you, thank you, thank you to the Knights of Columbus and also to Carol Bischoff from Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Well, I'm curious, Jim. I know that you put your faith in action every day running this organization. And then also with this project, I'm curious, two questions here. What's it been like to, you know, be the person, you know, operating Catholic Business Exchange all these years? What's it been like for your faith, you know? And then the second thing is, with these Christmas outreach, you know, any impact that you've had and either you've heard from others or you had yourself?
Yeah, it's just, I guess, the creating the Catholic Business Exchange was really the best thing that I ever did for myself to enhance and grow in my Catholic faith. And I guess the second side effect it's had is just all of my friends are from this organization or have been, you know, connected through God, through Catholic Business Exchange to me in one shape or another. So I've been paid back in full for any effort I've put out. I've gotten four times that much back in just feeling good about my Catholic faith and good about starting the organization. So I feel very honored and blessed to have had a small part in it.
And that's kind of how God works. You can't outgive God, right?
That's right.
Well, on that note, we are out of time. Our guest today has been Jim Liston, founder of Catholic Business Exchange. You can get connected to this organization by going to catholicbusinessexchange.org. And the promo code for the Festival of Trees is FOT61. Jim, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from catholicradioindy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D. Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.